two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News. Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's May 17th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. 53 in Provo, 56 in Salt Lake.
Some freeway slowdowns to go along with our city street issues. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour is breaking news out of the Supreme Court this morning, where the court has decided to take up an abortion case out of Mississippi that would give the court the opportunity to reconsider Roe v. Wade.
The Mississippi law puts a ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The state's ban had been blocked by lower courts as inconsistent with Supreme Court precedent that protects a woman's right to obtain an abortion. We'll go in depth on this topic with Boyd Matheson when he joins us live in just a few minutes.
In other news this morning, it might be the middle of May, but today is tax day.
Many people are rushing to meet the deadline. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the deadline to file was moved back about a month, and many people needed that extension, according to experts. Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, says one of the unforeseen impacts of this extension is the burden that it's placed on accountants.
A lot of long hours, a lot of midnight oil being burned just to get... Yeah, because people wait till the last minute, but they don't want to extend their return.
And speaking of returns, she says simply you won't receive it until after you file and the IRS processes it. If you're still in a position where you need more time, there are some options available. The easiest is to file an electronic extension form with the IRS. That needs to be done by today in order to move the deadline out another 6 months. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
With today being tax day, a recent poll says a lot of us still haven't sent in our returns. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our live team coverage.
One-third of Americans wait until the last minute to file, according to a poll published by CNBC, and there are several different reasons why. The biggest reason is that filing taxes is too time-consuming. 40% of procrastinators said that, but 22% said they want to make sure they're filing correctly, another 22% say it's too stressful, and 6% of procrastinators say they're worried they would actually owe money.
U.S. Postal Service officials say since so many people have switched to filing online, they no longer stay open late for people to mail their returns on tax day.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Beginning today, Starbucks will join Costco, Walmart, and Trader Joe's in allowing vaccinated customers to go maskless. But ABC's Andrew Dimbert says the nation's largest nursing union doesn't like the mask requirement changes announced by the CDC.
Critics argue the CDC guidance is unclear and relies on people telling the truth about being vaccinated. The country's largest nurses union is now urging the CDC to change course, saying the new guidance is a huge blow to our efforts at confronting this virus and the pandemic.
Some small businesses are also voicing concern as they weigh their options about masks and look at how to best keep their employees safe.
Many businesses are worried because, you know, there's no way to really confirm who indeed is vaccinated and who is following the CDC guidelines as they should be.
That's ABC News contributor Dr. Imran Ali.
Somebody scratched a swastika into the glass door of a synagogue in Salt Lake City early Sunday morning. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas says police have not caught the vandal yet.
Surveillance video shows a man coming up to the door of Chabad Lubavitch on 11th East and scratching the glass with a razor blade. Rabbi Avremi Zippel told KSL-TV a swastika is more than just graffiti for Jews. It's a death threat.
It was chilling to watch the video. This was a pretty deliberate act. I think whoever did this was in full control of their faculties and knew precisely what they were doing.
The vandalism was immediately condemned by other members of the Jewish community, along with the mayors of Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County, and by Senator Mitt Romney. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.